With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Even as China doubles down in its public posture against President Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods, Asian expert Gordon Chang says China will ultimately lose the battle. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Chang says America holds all the cards in this standoff.
Yeah, the only thing that China really can do at this point is to intimidate President Trump, to force him to back down. I don't think that our president is going to surrender, though, because he does know that the U.S. market can't be replaced. It is the world's largest. I think President Trump is going to win this, but it is going to be a close contest because the Chinese, as they say, they lose their economy if they lose this tariff war.
Gordon Chang adds that President Trump is never likely to be intimidated by China. His full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says he's not surprised to hear Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, normally a key Trump opponent, is now supporting the president's tariffs. Bob Agnew reports.
Whatley says all the president is trying to do is to stop unfair trading practices, which have devastated U.S. industry.
No state has been affected, you know, by that and by the giant sucking sound, as they called it, of NAFTA than Michigan.
After all, the GOP chair says politicians need to listen when powerful union leaders are supporting President Trump.
You know, they cannot just reflexively oppose the president on a 75-25 issue without paying a penalty when it comes to elections.
Whatley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reported.
Three people killed, one injured when a small plane crashed this morning near major Interstate 95 in Boca Raton, Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow adding 656 points, the NASDAQ up 300. This is SRN News. The killing continues in Nigeria.
Another 60 Christians have been slain by radical Muslim Fulani herdsmen in the country's restive north, where believers have been under siege for more than a decade. In addition to the dead, nearly 400 homes were destroyed by the Fulani and 1,000 people displaced. In fact, two Muslim radical groups are operating in Nigeria these days, and between them, they've killed tens of thousands of Christians while the government seems incapable of responding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to a pair of recent studies, nearly 40% of black workers feel comfortable talking about their faith with people at work, the highest of any racial group. In addition, black Americans are more likely than other racial groups to display or wear religious symbols, such as jewelry or head coverings. However, many black Christians fear that talking about their faith at work will lead to condemnation or discrimination. That's a feeling shared by Christians of all racial groups in the U.S. This is SRN News. In a surprise announcement, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she will not seek a third term in office in 2026. Reynolds, a Republican, has held the position since 2017 when former Governor Terry Branstad was appointed U.S. Ambassador to China. She was elected to full terms in 2018 and again in 2022. She says it wasn't an easy decision. Correspondent Alex Vega reports the average U.S. mortgage rate has dropped again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.62%. This is the third decline in a row. The rate averaged just above 7% as recently as mid-January, but has been mostly coming down since then. When mortgage rates drop, they give home buyers more purchasing power. Housing economists generally forecast that the average rate will hover around 6.5% this year. I'm Alex Vega.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.